Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through.
Reading.
You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
You're listening to Talk Straight. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We hope that you paid attention to our advertising for Dockery Christian Academy. But you're listening to our podcast, Talk Straight. And we have a very interesting conversation tonight, albeit abbreviated, but we'd like to encourage you to join us here, 657-383-0944. That is the number to call. It's been said that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Far too many young, enthusiastic, and creative minds have been reduced or rendered useless by adverse circumstances. Perhaps the most important engagement with youth today anyone can offer is to probe their thoughts to assess just what is on their mind. For sure, the media has plenty of ideas to shoot at them on a 24-hour basis. So our topic tonight is, what's on your mind? What's on your mind? I'd like to hear from you. 657-383-0944. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We hope that Pastor Ricky Waller will be able to join us a little later. And our regular listeners and callers, if you follow us on Facebook Live, feel free to give us a call if it's your first time. That's all right, too. We'd love to hear from you. All we ask is that we all keep it clean, that we be respectful of any difference of position, thought, or idea. That's how we learn. We can gain something that way. All right? So, again, we'd like to encourage you to give us a call here, 657-383-0944. Tonight, we're going to abbreviate our show a little bit. to an hour and a half. We've been going 2 hours, but we cutting it back to an hour and a half. And let me just say, next week, we will more than likely start at 7:30. To our regular listeners, I expect at the beginning of the year that we have some other ventures that we're doing, business ventures, that require a little bit more of our time. So we're not going to get rid of the show. We're just going to modify it a little bit from time to time. So next week, next Tuesday, we'll start at 7:30. We normally start at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Having said that, we move right on. Again, our topic tonight on this March 2nd, 2021. Can you believe it's March already, the third month? March 2nd, 2021. What's on your mind? We'll talk a little bit about the mind tonight. We're going to see what the word says, and we're also going to hear from someone who, before he passed, brought a very interesting perspective on the mind. All right? You may know him, particularly if you're of a certain age. Perhaps you know him, but we'll bring him in just a second. Let's begin with what thus said the word. Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 through 8. Listen at what the text says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Okay. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8 said lastly, and being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death that says to me, let me share it with you, is that this character we call Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Savior, the Redeemer, he himself was humble enough. And as powerful as he was humble. That's a lesson to us today. Didn't seek any fame or reputation, right? But made himself into a servant. There's so many people who want to be seen, who want to be heard. And young folk are watching them, see? And they're trying to emulate that. They want to be just like all these folks they done seen and heard. Want to be big time. But the truth of the matter is, beloved, that if we humble ourselves and we are servant to humanity, guess what? Everybody will know what's on your mind. It was once said that nobody knows what you're thinking until you open your mouth. All right? So the example that we see here is that the Savior was humble. Maybe that's one thing we can think about moving forward about, humility being on our mind. That's the topic, what's on your mind. Let's talk about a little bit the mind itself and the brain and how in some relationship it functions in the context of particularly young folk today, and what we see manifest, thoughts manifest from them, okay? Let's begin this way. So the mind is said to be a set of faculties, okay, that include your cognitive thinking, consciousness, your imagination, your perception of things, right? Thinking, or intelligence, judgment, language, and even your memory. Interestingly enough, these things can be affected if you engage in certain types of behaviors. So we certainly want to encourage our young people to keep that in mind. But that's what your mind is. These are faculties. All right? The mind has three basic functions. That being thinking, feeling, and touch, and and even desiring or wanting things. Babies, newborn babies, demonstrate that wanting effect and the feeling even more in their infancy. Okay? But they begin to think a little bit more as they grow and develop and take on new ideas. These functions that control desires can be guided by or directed by one's what's called egocentrism, the idea of how big you think you are, who you think you are, what you think you are to other people. We have a tendency to reason this way, you understand? And sometimes folk cross the line with people when they ego get in the way of their best intention. But y'all, let me say that again. There are a lot of good people, family members, friends, associates, unconsciously cross the line with folk and make them set, happy to see them go and sad to see them when they come because of egotism, egocentric drives. Now, we all want to be important. That's natural. That's normal. Right? So Abraham Maslow talked about self-actualization, wanting to fulfill yourself. It's perfectly fine. But there's a point where all of us should recognize and respect where other people are and how we engage them in a shared environment, such that we don't cross the line, that our ego don't get so big that it causes us not to be able to get along. You see a lot of grown, chronologically great grown folk caught up in this right here. Yeah, unfortunately. So I'm not surprised that the babies emulate the same behavior. And the lesson here is for me, you, and everybody else, is to be conscious of that so that we don't teach young folk it's all about you. Forget everybody else. Selfishly and quietly, that's your motive. That's your whole angle, is to make yourself look good. All right? So I want to point out some things about the development of the brain just right quick. Based on biological science and behavioral science, I should say, largely, the brain is said to reach 95% of its adult size. Watch this, y'all. By the time a child turns 3 years old. So at 3 years old, that child has 95% of the adult size of his brain. Are y'all with me? The first 5 years of a little child are important when we consider development of the child's brain and other functions, right? And specifically, within the first 3 years, you have the critical shaping of that child's brain and the whole architecture of it. Y'all ever heard that you shouldn't put your hand in a newborn baby's head because it's too soft and you can damage it? Well, the brain is forming. It's developing itself. But the skull is protecting the brain as it develops itself. Okay? This has a direct impact. I'm not sure if people really pay attention to this, but it has a direct impact on children's development and their learning skills, as well as their social and emotional abilities. Are y'all with me now? So I'm not one to beat up on children for acting out, because chances are they are products of whatever orientation, whatever teaching, whatever preparation or whatever social, emotional, and physical development and the environment in which they did those things. Okay? So I'm not beating up on the children. I'm saying to us as grown folk, as people who are concerned, that's what we need to look out for. Parents, we should focus on making sure that we create environments for our children to have healthy physical, social, and emotional development, because it will follow them throughout their lifespan. Okay? Lastly, neuroscientists are coming around more and more here lately to figuring out what rental car companies who are very adamant not to rent a car to a teenager. I'll tell you why. Because they figured out the fact that the brain, according to behavioral scientists, biological scientists, believed is not to mature until around 25 years old. You ever wonder why it was so hard for a young person that's 21 years old? You're a legal adult, but you have a hard time winning. Well, they believe that about 25 years old is when the brain is completely matured and developed. Up until that point, what's known as the prefrontal cortex, that part of the brain that helps curb impulsive behaviors, has not fully come to fruition. Uh-oh. Now, you may ask, well, what happens when you 45, 30, 50 years old, and you're still acting like a 10-year-old? I won't get into that right now. But let's understand why our young people behave the way they do and why they respond to certain stimuli, images, ideas, pressures. You understand and why they react in the way they do. You want to know why they're afraid? You want to know why they're angry? You want to know why they're demanding of answers? It's a lot about their development that has been missed out on. So it's important to understand that as they grow to reach 25, that prefrontal cortex is still not quite there. And what it does is help curb impulsive behaviors. Y'all heard me say it's three steps to action, to taking an action, a healthy, responsible action. First, you have a thought, an idea hit you. Then you process it. You think about it. You weigh the pros and the cons. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do it? Why should I do it? Why should I do it? Then you ask yourself, "What? How am I going to do it?" But when you got somebody, a thought hits them, the first thing they hit them, bam, they jump right on it. They jump right on it. And before you know it, they ask themselves, "Dang, how did I get here?" You follow what I'm saying? All right, so some of the things that we see manifest in this impulsive type behavior and this desire for pleasure, instant gratification, no matter what the cost is to me, to my mama, to my sisters, my brothers, my grandma, anybody else that care about drugs. I hear people say that certain drugs should be legalized. Young people should be allowed to explore. I believe that, beloved, that's the most dangerous thing you can do. Because if you recall, as I made reference to earlier, all of those functions of the brain can be impaired by the use of those things. Young people are being told that it's okay for them to explore with sexuality and their behaviors. One person to another, we used to call it back in the day, jump from Mary Jane, Dick, and Harry. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't understand, it's easy for you to get caught up in the euphoria of physical stimulation. Babies don't understand that, but they engage it. Taking risks like gambling, it becomes an addictive type of thing for them. Taking a chance, living on the edge, especially in urban America, living on the edge. You see that a lot, right? This idea of just being a party animal. Everything got to be about me, partying, having to socialize. Again, if you don't understand how to balance those things, it can get away from you. Unfortunately, there's a lot of media junk that's being promulgated out there in pop culture. And if you don't have a parent to sit you down, be that primary voice of influence and authority in your life, it's easy for you to fall for all that garbage and junk you see and hear out there in the various forms of media. Don't make you a bad person. It makes you a victim of a lack of knowledge. Huh? Then lastly, sports and entertainment. But you know that some people, that's all they live for. And the rest of their life is out of balance. Not just young people, but it's some old folk that caught up like that too. Yeah, it's some old folk that caught up like that. and they don't know what to do with themselves. They do not know what to do with themselves. I promised you that I was going to bring this brother in who I think can say it better than I can about the mind's power. And then we go to our phone lines. We got someone parked in queue right now. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. 657-383-0944. That is the number to call. 657-383-0944.
Come on, what is it?
Brother James Brown, listen to him.
What is it? Now you preach. Brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand. I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first cell on the way out of the store. You know, putting on a half dress suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Like the fellow say, having catfish head suit. Is it like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and just leave us there?
I do.
That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment got to remember.
What's that, Jay?
Our brothers need y'all.
That's right.
You know what? You can't eat.
What?
You know what? You can't eat. Get it good yourself. Good start, my brother. Get it from the street. You know what?
What?
You can't eat.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with.
Think about that, 3072, as we listen to Talk Straight tonight. You got to have mind power to deal. What about that, 3072? Jacksonville, Florida, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I mean, hey, he called it like he saw it, right?
Well, now, can anybody of any age really expect to be able to eat if they ain't ready to put no work in? Is there an age limit to that?
No, I mean, come on. That's not being realistic. And then there's many people out there that honestly do think, you know, they're entitled and they should have all this stuff, but where to work at?
That's a very good question. What have you done to reward a meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
something as simple as a meal.
Wow. So we give children a break, right? We give them a pass. Is that right? Until what age?
Well, no, not even at my house.
Watch out now. Watch out now.
My grandkids expect to be able to be, you know, able to help clear the table and help wash the dishes or something.
Ah. I see.
I mean, help set the table or help fix the plate, you know.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. So you're saying that you can teach them, right, how to be responsible? And listen, what about when you're 2 years old and you done dropped that diaper that's full of stuff? Is it fair to tell the show to have them put their little hands on it, walk it to the disposal, and get it? Is that fair to make a little baby do that?
Oh, man, absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. I had one of my grandkids try me. Every time we get out open outdoors, you want to cry and fall out and all that. And again, back to shaping the brain on what we were talking about. They know they're very smart. They know. But behind closed doors, you just, you're an angel. You know you can. They knew, all these people out here, Gma responds a little differently to me acting a fool out in public versus at home.
So that little man is working then. That little man is processing.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. And 3072, we can understand about little children, you know. And we can understand when even little children get to the age of adolescence, and they go, they stray off the straight and narrow. They mess up a little bit. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand. The problem comes when you make excuses and you turn that which is dysfunctional into the functional and wrong into the right, and that becomes normal behavior. Then young people seem to think that, see, I got away with it over here with 3072, so Pastor Waller ought to let me get away with it too. Otherwise, he's the bad guy. Welcome, Pastor Waller. We're talking about what's on your mind. What's on your mind? How you doing, sir?
You're okay. Hey, man, I'm all right. How about yourself, Dr. Doctor?
Pretty good. You have 37
right.
on with you. He was just laying down.
Hey.
Pastor Waller.
Hey. Hey, now, all right. How you doing, 37-2?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, I'm all right. How you all doing?
We in there. We hanging.
All right. I love you. Hear that. That's good to hear. Yes, without a doubt.
So
you're all working things out. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I know y'all working things out, so I'm here to tune in.
Okay. No, we were just talking about something that was shared in the monologue where we were explaining the function of the brain, right? And at certain ages, we were just saying, for instance, I was mentioning that 95% of brain size is developed at 3 years old. So you just imagine, even though 72, that little baby don't fully understand, they have a sponge that's soaking in information. And just imagine if you have an environment where that child is seeing all kinds of things. Pastor Waller talked about in his book about how as a little baby, these are my words, Pastor. He observed things that he didn't really understand, and it overtook him, right? And before he knew it, that became what he strived to want to be like, you know, to be it. Even though he had loved ones, he discouraged him and tried to keep him on the right track. But 72, you see what I mean? Where are the responsible people's minds when we see these things and we say nothing and do nothing, or we make excuses for them? Where's our mind?
I don't know, but they need to be, responsible. And some people look at, their own upbringing and feel like, well, nobody did this to me or did that to me, and look at how I turned out. Well, hey, maybe you're not all that perfect either, and maybe you need some work. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes people just gauge by their own upbringing and not educate themselves to, hey, what if I had a little more of this or a little more of that, or take away this or take away you could be better. So I think that's what we need to just keep in mind when we're thinking about children and adult minds. There's always room for improvement and learning and growing.
You said
without a doubt.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I mean, that's very well said. I mean, that's 37-2 was right on it right there, because, you know, what you said also, Pastor Doctor, is that when you're lured into a thought, you know, it can easily take over your mind. You know, and I've seen it happen. Just on yesterday, I was watching a show, and I wasn't really turning it on. It just happened to be on, and it's talking about this 16-year-old kid who just got a drug delivered to the kid. This kid was an honor roll student, you know, out of a white family, and the parents was at home. Just got through taking him some food upstairs, and everything was wonderful and new. The next thing you know, go back upstairs and the kid is dead.
Wow.
Died off of the drug that was sent through the mail to him. They was buying drugs on the internet or however they do that stuff. I don't know exactly. But I'm saying these are intelligent kids. We're not talking about people that had a mother and a father there. You know, so 3072, I can appreciate, you know, that what you said, and Pastor Doctor, how you combine it together. Is that, innocent kid with a young mind was overtaken. You know, the kid was innocent. I'm talking about myself. You know, that what you were saying about me is very true, man.
Right.
It can happen to an innocent child, man. I mean, and before you know it, by the time the child wake up, I'm talking about me again, I was at the age of 34.
Really?
When I finally woke up. And I said, look what happened to me. You know, so it can't happen. It definitely can't happen.
Sure. Yeah,
and it's
sure.
happening, brother.
Sure.
Here today.
Sure. Pastor, do well, so when we see young people between 13 and, let's say, 25, who
mm-hmm.
are arrested for robbery, for selling distribution of illegal substance, for assault, for vandalism, for theft, do we give them a second shot, or how do we take into consideration that there's a developmental issue here? Because we just talked about how the behavioral psychologists identified 25 as being the chronological age when the brain is fully developed.
Yeah.
What about that?
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Who you say that said that? Psychologist. Well, nobody that experienced that can tell you that. Amen. I tell you that. All right,
I get
it. It sounds good, though. It actually sounds good.
So, Pastor,
yeah.
You said it sounds good, but it got holes in it. Huh? That's what you said. It got
yeah,
holes
sir.
In it.
Got a lot of holes in it, brother.
Well, now.
Yeah, have you ever,
this is,
you ever heard him say age is just a number?
Right. You
yeah,
heard that,
man.
Age, you heard that, too, ain't you? Age ain't nothing but a number.
None but a number, you know, and in some instances, you know, that's so true, man. There's some people that's supposed to be grown at 40, 50, 60, and guess what? They don't even know how to break a bad habit, man.
Wow.
They're supposed to be grown.
My
you
my
know,
my
and
my.
That tells me that they may not even know that they're still thinking like a child. That was me. I said, I don't want to end up being at the age of, see, I was serving people, 37 or 2, I was serving people that was much older than I.
Wow.
And I noticed something that they were still on drugs when they were 50 and 60 and 70
wow.
and I was still serving it. I'm thinking, man, that's going to be you. I was a young kid. And I said, man,
wow.
that's going to be you right there if you don't stop. So I never let that get away from me according to my thoughts. And it took me,
uh-huh.
you know, I guess a little over 20 more years before I finally got free. But I know I was headed toward the age of the ones that I was serving. And so, so I'm walking this way of life for them also, for those that are, was up in the 60s and 70s and possibly 80s that I used to serve. And when I think about it now, I can see all of their faces right now. And they were
wow.
so intelligent and, you know, but just was addicted to the drug that, you know, they couldn't shake it. And,
I want to respectfully disagree with you as far as their intelligence go on the drugs
mm-hmm.
or the alcohol.
No, not the drugs. Yeah, not the drugs. I said they were intelligent. So the drugs don't care whether you're intelligent or not. All the drugs
well,
you do is try it. See, if an intelligent person tried, you're still intelligent, but you just got hooked.
But here's the thing. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So remaining,
mm-hmm.
I guess, in control over drugs, sex, relationships, anything. It requires,
mm-hmm.
I think, a certain level of intelligence. Now, you could have been there when you first start dabbling and getting involved, but over time, we were talking about the brain. It loses cells and functions and this and that. So I think, I don't know. There is a lack
yeah.
of intelligence. After a certain yes. period of time and certain experiences and things like that. But
hmm.
it's
yes.
a choice. So do you
yes.
want
to
keep
they have
saying,
a name
huh?
They have a name for it, 3072. They have a name for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of somebody say intelligent food?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of it. Yeah, that's intelligent food, right? Okay, so what I had to come to grips with was, okay, now, I know now, if I go back to what I used to do, as intelligent as I am concerning it now, I would be an intelligent fool for going back doing that again.
Yeah.
But see, those
and I was,
never had that.
I was trying to just point out the fact, too. Like, look at a bunch of celebrities. I'm not going to call any names because one of my great, great, that was world renowned, he got hooked on drugs, propofol. And you probably know who I'm talking about. But my point is, to me, that lessens and diminishes you. Because the bottom line, no matter how much money or intelligence you have, being out spotted somewhere out of control, you can't have stand up, you peeing on yourself, days don't went by, you know, just all kind of stuff. That's not intelligent at all. And that's not being in control.
But see, that's where we are right there. You said something. She said something right there, Pastor Doctor.
So that diminishes you and your intellect even.
All right. Hold on 1 second, Senator, because I think he's saying something about that. Go ahead, Pastor.
Sure.
What are you saying?
Okay. The system has a system that says, okay, they have a drug. Let's just say, for instance, I get caught with a drug called heroin, and I get arrested.
Okay.
This is what they would call it, a controlled
substance.
The reason why they call it a controlled because it's supposed to have power over you, whether you are intelligent or not. Once that drug get that controlled over you, you're no longer in authority anymore. You've lost your power of authority to choose.
Agreed.
To say, I'm going to choose not to do it. And that's the power of an addiction. And that's the reason why they don't take anything away from the person that's intelligent, because they're still intelligent, but they just don't have the power to apply it in their life concerning that grip is so powerful for 3072.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Jane Brown said it'll make a school teacher? Stop teaching.
Watch that.
Jane Brown
Watch
said
that.
It'll make a preacher. Stop preaching.
My God.
I mean, that thing that I got loose from, I'm talking about, they shouldn't have never let me escape that.
Mm.
You see, and that's the serious part about it. I had to go get some help. I couldn't even get off of it myself. And I felt like, man, you grown. You supposed to be able to not do it. Okay, grown. Yeah, they don't care nothing about you being grown. It just don't want you to never get information to get free. And that's the thing about what I love it.
That's right.
Love about the second thing.
And that's
they
what I was trying to get to. That's what I was trying to get to. So with the people's choices, the ego should not get in the way and make you think that I can stay in control and I can, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. Right, because if you have too much of any goddamn thing, it's going to incapacitate you to a certain extent.
So
too much water can knock you down. Yeah.
Sure, it can cause an imbalance. That's absolutely right. It can cause an imbalance. If I might, I was loving what you guys are saying. And really, what we're talking about is when normal faculties for reasoning are overtaken by an outside something. That's what Pastor was talking about, that control. What is happening is it is controlling your physiological aspects of you because you got too much in you. Toxic. It becomes toxic, and that's why the stupor of a drunk man is because the alcohol has become toxic in his bloodstream, such that he can't control his normal mental function. And he could be a PhD, he could be a doctor, he could be a lawyer in dentistry. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when
But while he's incapacitated, he's not on a PhD level then.
Will you allow us to remember him with you tonight?
Oh, my God. Did you really say that?
Yes, I did.
I appreciate that so much. I hardly have people. Oh. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm honored. I'm honored to do that. I'm honored to do that. Okay.
Amen.
We've been talking about what's on people's mind, 8112. And I've been just listening to 72 and Pastor Wallace go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They've been throwing blows, you know what I mean? And it's interesting because we assume that if you reach a certain age, you get it all together and you understand and you be able to control your impulses.
Not me. Call me a little whatever you call me, but no, I'm not. I'm 56. I was lying saying I was 56. I forget.
Okay.
But my point is, I ain't got everything together. I'm still working on me, and asking God to help me through it.
All right. So you believe what the songwriter said? Please be patient with me, cause God ain't through with me yet. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, I hear you right there, 8112.
That's what
I'm
doing? My heart is broken.
Hey, man, well, we're going to lift you up.
You know what, though?
Yeah, be
go ahead.
I said, y'all help me so much through certain situations. That's the reason why I called. Long, long time, but I still know my father loves me, so
I bet you don't know how much I love you. Forget Pastor Wallen 37. I bet you don't know how much
I can't never forget you. You either. I love all y'all. Y'all my best thing. When I feel weak, y'all make me feel strong.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in with us tonight, though, and we appreciate, you know, and we understand. We're in this thing together. But if I might, so, Pastor, I read the text in the Philippians 2, 5 through 8, and I just want to reiterate verses 7 and 8 because it is really related to what we're talking about. 72, we talked about in the monologue how some people's ego is a way of getting along with other people. It can be, that's why they can have them degrees, the letters behind their name, but the ego messes
up. Yeah.
They could be in a relationship, a marriage, husband or wife, but the ego messes them up. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They could be in an organization or in a church, can't get along with folks because the ego messes them up. What's on your mind? That's what we're talking about. Watch this. Verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Look what verse 8 says. And being found in the fashion of man, just like you and me. Now, I don't know if he looks as good as I do. Maybe I don't look as good as him. I don't know. But he humbled himself, I would say. And became obedient. Even how many of us, 3072, are willing to make a sacrifice of ourselves for other people? How many is that on our mind? How many of us got that on our mind?
You know, I think many have, and many still have it on there. But let's not pretend like in the midst of people doing that, sometimes they're abused and they're overlooked, and they're taken advantage of. And maybe their mind is not as strong as the next person that thinks, well, that's their loss that they abused and took advantage of me. You know what I'm saying? Now that I've found them out. Right. But so it makes them bitter and angry and on guard to make sure that that never happens to them again.
Okay.
And that's where the ego comes here. Like
interesting. Well, you know what, 3072, I'm in 8112. If you and me were walking and we came upon a puddle of water, I don't want you to get your pretty feet wet. So I take my jacket off, I throw it over the water, let you walk on the jacket. What's on my mind, 8112? You don't believe that, do you?
I believe anything and everything possible these days. I mean, nothing too much shocks me at this
point, excuse me if you guys will. I'm kind of emotional.
Okay. That's okay.
However, if I had someone to do that for me, I would feel a certain type of way because I would even question it.
What?
And that's sad for you to question something that's so kind and may actually come from someone's heart.
Absolutely.
Because as 3072 said, what she said, it kind of touched me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a part of me. Y'all forgive me. I'm being a crybaby tonight.
That's all right, honey.
You okay? That's all right. We listen to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
When she said hit home, everything hit home, you get emotional. I do. I'm an emotional person at times.
Okay. All right.
And so let me clean it up for her, what she's saying, and I've been there too. So I know some about her. She goes all out of her way for people often. Her home is opened up often. She feed people. She talk to the youth, her own family. She take them in. And all she want at the end of the day, not every day, but just one day out of a month at least, or 1 week or something, is for somebody to invite her somewhere and open up doors like she's done. And so it makes you feel like, no, it's not that you don't want to keep doing that. You just want to know what that feels like to have that come to you like that.
Yes,
interesting.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Kids like that, too.
Sometimes I get it.
They reach out with love. Little kids even and teenagers, they reach out in different ways through that.
Right, yeah.
They want to feel someone to make them feel special,
right.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
I want to feel special.
I understand.
Well, and so this is the point that we were making.
I gotta shut up.
And that is that there are a lot of good people who have never learned, Pastor Walla, how to balance sales such that it doesn't come off as though it's all about you. And everything you do, and that's what 8112 was saying. What makes people question the sincerity of the folks' action? Well, when I have a reputation of only doing things to make yourself look good, it ain't really about helping nobody else. It's just to make, then people have to question what he does and why he's doing that. You follow what I'm saying? That's what, and that's where the distrust comes in. When you see how what's in people's mind and what's in their head, you start saying, wait a minute, I'm going to have to watch this kid. Go ahead, Pastor Walker.
Well, I was just going to say, I think I need to say this in 8112, you know, if you need a shoulder to lean on.
That's why I called because I started not to call because I'm this way all day today and I was holding it back. Sometimes you can't hold back what God put in front of you, which is your tears to cry, will take your soul to the laundromat. Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you're all right. So you're on the right track. You're on the right road. You're in the right place right now. And so, in 37,
I needed help. I called
you
guys because I love you guys. Y'all help me so much.
Love you as well. And 8112, so just stay with us. And I want to talk to you about what Pastor 72 said, and I think that's the beauty of being humble. Pastor Doctor, you put emphasis on that because when he said he humbled himself, see, when you practice humility, it becomes a lifestyle.
Mm.
And in doing so, it won't get away from you, especially when it becomes a practice. And so in my book, The Flip Side, 3072, it's got one in there that says, some get there sooner than others.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, that don't mean you're not getting there. Some get there sooner than others. So I have to always remember that. You may get there before I do, but remember, I'm on my way.
There you go.
Why, If you get free before I do, it's all right. You know, because right. I'm aware that some do get there.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You know,
right.
in a timely
yeah.
manner. But remember, I'm on my way. I wanted you to remember I'm on my way. So if it's a good thing, it's a positive thing. So just stay humble because you never know.
Right.
You know, you might have a finger that you're pointing at somebody that actually have a heart to change. You know, there are people out there right now as we speak that's doing things. And the number one thing that the Lord spoke to me when he accepted me and embraced me and then gave me an instruction, he knew I couldn't talk down on nobody. You know, and that was the beauty of it, is to know that he established that in my system way before I knew anything about the Bible. You see what I'm saying? And that's when you have a genuine relationship with him. It's like, okay, God, you know I don't know you. Now I'm getting ready to try you just as I am. I used to hear people say this, so I'm going on what I heard because it sounded good. But when I got lured into that stuff that I got caught up into, Pastor Doctor, that stuff sounded good also, but it trapped me and then it corrupted me and all that. So I wanted to make sure that what I'm getting ready to try now is going to be really beneficial and good for me. So it was. I tried the Lord. He gave me this particular scripture and put it in my heart. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 6.
It says, what it say?
Humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God.
Well,
he will exalt you in due time. That was good news for me. You know, that was good news for me. So I just kept on doing whatever I was doing. He never put me down. He never said, he never told me to stop doing what I was doing. And I used to think that he was going to say, stop doing that, Ricky. Stop doing that. Just name me whatever you name me, Fat Ricky, Trick Rick, whatever. I was listening. I was waiting for him to tell me. But no. He knew I didn't care about that name right there, but some call me that too. But I didn't, I didn't do that name too well. But yeah, so, you know, it's a beautiful thing to stay humble, though. The moral of the story,
it is
an outstanding. And I practice it every day. Every day. I don't sit no days with that. Mm-mm.
And I think we have to be careful what we pray for. I'm guilty of often in prayer asking God to use me for his service.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you're being used for his service, guess what? You may get taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? But it's for a greater good than like the Pastor Dockery was saying, that's beyond you even. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That person robbing or stealing money out of your wallet or your office desk or your purse may be for a lesson for them. But God used you in that lesson.
Oh,
you
my.
Know, so, yeah, I have to remind myself not to be bitter. I mean, I used to do so much for people. I have taken people that I just met into my home, and I don't do half of the things I used to do now. And that's why I was talking about people being guarded and scared and angry even. Some things I look back and get upset about when I shouldn't, because I asked God to use me, and that's what he was doing.
You just have
to remind yourself that sometimes, forget your ego. It's not just about you. If you made it through okay, then that's what it's about. You was used, and God will bless for that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, 72, you said something there. Because
show did power stuff.
Yeah, that was. I didn't read the first two verses of Philippians 2 and 2:8. And you just summed it up. Here's what verse 5 says. Let this mind be in you.
Watch out.
Which is also. Can I put a pin right there, Pastor? Which is also.
The powerful mind.
That's something. See, watch this. Verse 6 says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I wonder if 81:12, if when our mind is like Christ's mind, when we thinking like the Savior, when we thinking righteous, if we got some power with God, if we can walk, we can be tall. That's what makes you big and bad. You understand what I'm saying? Some folks want to be important. 72, they want to be recognized, and that's the motivation for what they do. They always got to be behind the spotlight. You understand? And if they can't get no reward.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on, Prayer.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to say, yeah, I am drinking. But I'm humble enough to be on here, and I'm grateful that I'm on here because I think it's helping me come out of where I Pastor called it the trap, but I call it the blood of Jesus. Ooh, I mean that because people I love is on here.
Sure.
And
okay.
Everybody has touched a point where I've been in my life today and before today because as Pastor Dockery said something about, I can't even remember that right now, but what you said, I felt it because it is what it is.
Sure.
So to certain channels in so many words, and when, as 3072 was saying, when God uses you, and I had prayed, I know I didn't want certain people back in my house again. And if this is what you tell me to do, I don't want to do this. But if this is what you tell me to do, I would do it. And I done it. Crushed again.
Yeah.
Pastor
All right.
was saying something, and I heard that. I felt every bit of everything every one of y'all said. And there's a lot of people out here just like me. I am not confused. I do not question what God say for me to do. I just do it, drinking or not drinking. I just do it.
Just do it.
You say, oh, sometimes I say, okay.
Well,
I'm led me to tell you this, and I'm trying to tell you, but, and if they don't follow instructions as well as myself, you'll fall to your knees one day.
Well, so, well, would you agree that the most important thing here is our mindset, where we're coming from,
yeah.
and our thoughts? And,
I do, because the mind is a beautiful, it could be a beautiful thing, but it could be a thing that I'll power you at certain times in your life when you're going through certain things going on. The mind is something, but you have to hold on, and you need that extra strength. And I say my strength comes from my divine grandfather and father, God and Jesus Christ. That's where my strength comes. It doesn't
matter. They're similar to what you're saying when what is called depression. It can originate from breakdowns in your life, stressors. And what happens when you have a million things coming at you at one time, you never get a chance to stop and manage or conquer one thing before another thing hits you. Look like you just can't win or lose. Look like you take one step forward, you find yourself two steps backwards. And it just messes with the mind. Make you feel like I can't win. You understand what I'm saying? And some people give up. And they look for outside stimulus, right? And they look for. But I love what you just said, 8112. Listen what you said. You said, I'll look to the hill from which come my help. Watch it now. But all of my help comes from, is that right? Who made heaven
and
earth?
That's right.
Yeah. I think y'all trying to preach on me tonight. I'm not sure. Pastor Wallet, would you take care of these people, man? These folks in here trying to throw word around and everything. but you're listening to Talk Straight. We got about 30 minutes on the rest of the show tonight. I got to go crunch some numbers tonight. You know, I got my little business, and I didn't want to cut the show too short, but I wanted to make sure I was here with you. I'm glad I was. But I was just going to tell you, listening to Talk Straight, Facebook friends, if you want to jump in here, and if we're talking about what's on your mind, and I begin by laying the foundation for our conversation. around the fact that too many enthusiastic, creative young folk, their minds have been overtaken by influences that they don't even understand.
Yes, so
they don't even know. They don't even know why it is they get up and want to go to McDonald's and eat breakfast and not fix their meal at home. That was all. They don't know they would run and jump into a crowd where there's a fight or danger without even stopping. They don't even know why it is. They don't know why they look for the next big thing to go on so they can go run and keep up and keep up with it, what everybody else does. They don't even understand how they do. They're good people.
Exactly.
They're good people. Yeah. And they got potential, but they don't understand. And do you know that somebody said, God take care of babies and fools? I ain't trying to pick somebody. But that was have y'all heard that before? Anybody ever heard that before?
I have lived that before. I knew I was in a fool. Yeah, and I knew it was nothing but God. Like, Lord, how did I get home?
Take that over, Pastor Wilder. I can't handle it no more. It's been like a hot potato that popped out my hand.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, man, it's something about, you know, when you come to a point and you realize that, but yes, I agree with that. The Word of God does talk about it. He says it in His Word. So anytime you say he would take the foolish things of the world, you know, in other words, He would embrace them, accept them, and make them become wise now.
That's what He said.
And then shame the ones who think they're wise. You see what I'm saying? You know, and you all hear me say this a lot, and I give scripture, and so if a person want to go and look at it, they can, because I think the same word is going to be there, even if I say it again tonight. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 said, "He that trusted in his own heart is a fool. But whosoever walks wisely shall be delivered." I say, good God Almighty, I've been a fool once, and I know good and well, I can't handle not another round. I just can't handle another round of that. Not that now. You know, if there's something else that I can be caught up in, that's understandable. But what I've already got free for, oh, no. No, no. That one time being a fool for that is more than enough for me. I don't think I can handle a second round of it. So it took God to get me free. So, you know, I appreciate Him. That's why I do not exclude my witness. You know, because He would say, "What, you're ashamed of me? Would you rather stay off into that you just came from?" I just rather tell somebody how good you picked him and just stay free. You know, and that's more than enough for me. It really is.
If I can share with you guys my spiritual intellect, that what I've become to, what I've always felt, but what I've become to know is that my God-given daddy was a bishop.
Okay.
Then he became a prophet. And I felt different, like I was adopted or some kind of way. And I knew I came from my mother, and I loved her so much because she's a very spiritual person. And I questioned those things, but God brought it to the forelight, if I'm saying that correctly, that I kind of understand. I used to say, I don't know, I just break out in prayers. It didn't only come from one side, it came from two sides. It came from my mother and my daddy. Didn't know my daddy, but I knew my mother. But I felt like it's something different. See, I wear a princess crown.
Watch it now.
What? Hallelujah. Jesus help me.
Are you a princess?
I didn't know. How that was placed on my head.
A princess crown.
You know why I wear this? I still wear, I drink, I smoke cigarettes. God knows He's my witness. But there is something in me. It's them people that I love and more than I even know.
Okay.
But God knows.
Sure.
Whether you believe or don't believe, I believe. You got something.
Yes.
Ooh. You got something.
Right.
You got, that's a beautiful gift. It's more better than diamonds, pearls, and gold.
Yeah.
And he placed it inside of little old me. Who am I? I am nobody. To wear this precious crown. I am nobody to wear this crown, but he placed it on my head, and I don't know what to do with it sometimes.
Just keep it on your head. That's all. Keep it on your head.
Just wear it.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, powerful people. Powerful people through the grace of God. And I place the people place all this stuff on me that I sometimes get confused about, Jesus. But I know he got me.
Yes,
and he anywhere. Oh, Jesus, he wore the crown of thorns. I couldn't imagine.
Okay. Well,
wanted to chime in off what Pastor Waller was saying.
Please help me, y'all.
God's going to
help me, y'all. Help me, too.
You're doing good, 12. Well, hold your position. Go ahead, 72.
Well, I mean, people have to realize, too, he was saying, God, just help me through this time, and I know not to be foolish enough to pick it up again. Because, the next time, you may not be so resilient. God may not carry you that extra three blocks. We have to realize, too, seriously, in life, as we age, things are ever-changing.
Yes, ma'am.
So that means the dynamics of situations, really matter. It could be life or death just because of the dynamics that's changed in it. So we have to realize... If you done survived from being addicted to drugs, it would not be smart at all to go pick that up again. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to take on alcoholism, but if you're going to do something, it sure wouldn't be the crack again. I mean, maybe you need to just get you some wine. I don't know, but he made a good point. And I think we have to realize that we can't keep doing the same thing thinking that we're going to be bailed out each time, especially by God, because
I don't look for alcoholism. I look for what I already have, and that's the strength. The strength to be able to do the things that I do, and I say my serenity prayer.
And
I'm grateful for that. However, I know them people killed my son, but he was, and there came a point in my life where I said, well, guess what? They killed Jesus, too. And God's son before he was ever your son. He was Jesus' son before he was ever yours. And I think that helped me. It came to my mind. That helped me forgive the people that done it. But have I forgiven I try hard, but I don't think I ever forget in my life. Every day.
And I know that's hard.
The Lord blessed me to give birth to that young man. I know there's so many mothers struggling. Maybe that's my message and what I'm saying. And I don't know who listening. I'm not worried about that. I know there's so many mothers, missing their children, male and females. There's a lot going on all over the world, but I know it's a lot going in the yard. So, they falling so fast. God calling these people home.
Okay. Well, let me enter these 2 points. Ecclesiastes talks about it admonishes young people to remember the Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days go not. It's a remembrance that when you're young is when you should work hard to establish, prepare, and fortify yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, right? Now, the songwriter said it like this. Some people win. Some people lose. Some people always wind up playing the fool. But guess what? You could be a winner today. I wish I had a witness. You could be a winner today if you let mind that is in Christ be in you. What is that mind? What is that mind? It's a sober mind. It's a mind that is reflective and knows the truth that will make you free. That's good news. I know that's good news.
That's
right
it.
Yeah. And in 2021, we have a lot of good people. And I keep saying I'm not just going to say the young people, because I see a bunch of old people that are acting like young folks. And you ask them, you know, how is it that they keep getting tripped up, as old as they are, right? So the truth of the matter is that, you know, it's a matter of what is on our mind, what we allow to come to us, the thoughts that we entertain, the people we listen to, the things we follow. That affects who we are, because those thoughts are on our mind. It's been said that the eyes are the windows to the soul. You understand what I'm saying? But my point is...
Yeah, they do. Shut up. don't shut up. Keep talking, but I'm just saying.
All right. And my
yes,
point
you
is...
say that.
My point
I
is...
I was raised I know the truth.
Yes, ma'am. My point is simply that is when we talk about what's on our minds, it's very, very important to be, and I think I heard 3072 say this earlier, it's very, very important to be conscious of what we allow ourselves to be exposed to, and especially with young children. Because
that's
if you allow them to be exposed to everything and everybody, every idea, you'll never get that time back. Now, I'm not saying it's over for them. They can very easily be damaged emotionally, socially. So it's important that we keep that in mind, that everything, every thought is not good for you.
That's right.
All looks ain't alike. All dogs don't bite. And everything that shines, somebody help me finish. Everything that shines what?
And believe it is. If they
it
got teeth,
you know,
they will bite. I got bit by dogs. Men
what?
And doggy dogs. As well. So everything
but all
that glisten ain't gold either.
Watch it.
I wanted to add to what you were saying, Pastor, about the children and teaching them. Recently my son and I and his wife took my grandkids down to Disney World.
Oh.
That was an experience that I had never had as a child because my parents couldn't afford it. And so I would only hear about like affluent kids or other kids that maybe parents could talk about their experience. My experience was not seeing Mickey and Donald and Goofy, you know, waving and smiling and being excited. My grandkids were like, wow, this was Prince and Michael Jackson or something to them. Is how they were just passing out. And oh God, Goofy just. Oh, Demon, did you like, okay, give me a break. But, again,
you.
That was great to see. I was putting myself, though, in their little position.
Yeah.
You know what I experienced at their ages?
Wow.
Bottles,
what?
Broken bottles in the projects sometimes.
What?
Drunken
what?
People walking down the alley laughing at Miss So-and-so, who they had to keep waking up to send her, you know, that kind of stuff. So you're exactly right. And there is nothing wrong with children being entitled. They are entitled to, even if they don't have the most money, to their innocence, to
You're
their
right.
youth. They're supposed
right.
to have that. They're supposed
That's
to be able to go to bed and have pleasant dreams, not, you know, nightmares. So, that's highly important. I don't care how much money you got. If you're raising your children right, they can come up right. And come up and have wonderful memories too.
And that's you said that so beautifully, baby. You said
she sure
that.
Did.
You
well
said,
said
that. Oh my goodness! You said that with a powerful message, and I hope a lot of people hear this.
Oh yeah.
And that's the truth. I had my son and laughing. So Alara, she was really going, Minnie is her girl. Tima, look at Minnie. I'm thinking to myself, girl, Minnie is probably a crackhead under that. But Minnie meant the world to her. Minnie shook her hand, and, oh, she just all night talked to her. I'm like, okay.
And that was okay.
Well, as you said, that was a memorable experience.
Well said.
Yeah.
I would clap for you, but right now.
That's all right. That's all right. So, okay, we got about 14 minutes to go, guys. Now, y'all help me with something. Help me to understand, at what age do you stop getting an excuse for childish behavior? Paul said, when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I became an adult, I put away child. At what age should we be held accountable? You, me, and everybody else for being an adult, a responsible adult. But is there age?
That's hard.
The age for me was 18 years old.
Hmm.
I stopped spanking kids. I was tired, though. I had 7 of them.
Okay.
18
yeah,
years
that's
old,
a tough
you
question.
Are not. The age my mama said was 13 because she was back in the day.
Yeah.
Boys were men when they were 13 years old.
Yeah.
That was a time. Yes, they were forced
and
to.
I wasn't from the generation she was, but the generation that I raised my kids under was 18 years old. Legally, you're grown.
Okay,
see, okay. I'm going to say
it, but I ain't going to say that, Pastor. All right, I appreciate that.
You are a grown man.
Okay,
at
all
the
right.
Age,
let me hear.
Nobody has the right to hit on you.
I see.
But
I
when
see.
You make your mistakes, Mama is
mm-hmm.
here.
But okay.
When you don't receive what Mama has to tell you and you don't want to receive that, then you find it for yourself. Both
okay.
Right. Better than told, and I'm done with that.
All right, interesting. Go ahead, 72, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, that's a very interesting and tough. I guess it would just depend on the maturation and the understanding. I read an article where this 14-year-old Detroit girl stabbed and killed her grandma that was taking care of her because the grandmother was getting on her about her grades, you know. And
mm-hmm.
The grandma was a nurse. She was doing the best she could, but I was thinking they were talking about trying the child as an adult. Like, I don't know. Is it fair to do or, like, the girl have to be held responsible? But at the same point, I don't know all the, you know, the situation. I don't know. So that's a good question.
Well, it's helpful to understand the level of development and where people are. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, 12 was talking about 18. While 18, now you can go and join the army and go fight in the
mm-hmm.
war. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're of a consenting age at 18. However, in the U.S. and most states, the legal age is 21. Does that mean you're ready? Does that mean you're ready? Huh? Say that again.
I said you're right for a man, for a woman, for a girl that is a young woman is 18, for a man that's 21 years old. You're right.
What's that now exactly you're saying? Let me make sure I understand.
I stopped disciplining my boys at a certain age. I was tired anyway because I don't like hit nothing or nobody, but if you notice one thing, when they took the disciplinary act out of the parents that was still going old school way, the whole system failed because those children thought they can just talk to their parents any kind of way, do any doggone thing they want to, but I had my mama better than me.
Okay.
You won't treat me any kind of way. And when you get a little older, even the grown-up as your children, sometimes they go astray from their upbringing and talk to you in a different type of voice we wouldn't allow to, is what I said.
Okay. Interesting. You know, so I asked the question, and in reality, the truth of the matter is you got to meet people where they are, right? Because even though a person has met a certain number of years chronologically, does not necessarily mean they understand or that they're even ready to take on certain challenges or responsibilities. Doesn't make them a bad person, all right? But it just tells you that they may need a bit more encouragement, a bit more support, right? A little bit more guidance. What we can do, as Stu was alluding to, is we can begin early teaching our children and being that voice of reason and authority.
Yeah.
And planting the seed of righteousness.
It's in the refrigerator.
So when they become grown, they can let the mind that is in the Savior be in them. And guess what? They can't lose with the stuff he used. I come to tell somebody that. I didn't come to preach, but if I had to leave a word with you, I'd say, like, you can't lose with the stuff he used. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Man, Pastor Wally, what are you doing with the flock, my brother? Here we are.
Man,
again. Final thought, guys. Let's wrap it up here for tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and go blind again on some paperwork. But great conversation. What's on your mind? That's what we've been talking about. What's on your mind? If you ain't got nothing on your mind, you need to get something on your mind. You understand? Young girls ain't got no business talking to a little fella ain't got nothing on his mind. And a little fella ain't got no business talking to a girl he ain't got nothing on his mind. Well, not the wrong thing on his mind. Help us, Holy Ghost. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, y'all. All right, well, what about it, 8112, your final thought there, and then we'll throw it to 72.
My final thought is God bless you all because he blessed me to be able to even, I started not to, but I'm so grateful that I did because my tears, some of them has been wiped away.
I feel so grateful
for you guys, and I appreciate you guys more than you would ever probably know. And I say this often when I'm going through crisis, I'm going through certain situations, but that's okay. That's my final thought. I thank y'all for that.
Hey, we love you as well. All right. Well, we'll throw it to you, sir. We'll throw it to you, 72, and then throw it to Pastor Walker.
All right, I'll hurry up. So, correction.
A grown woman
or a young girl don't have no business talking to no man or boy with that ain't got nothing on his mind. That's just correction. But I agree. You ain't talking about nothing. Keep it moving. But I agree with you as far as the children go. All I could do now is advise the young people that if you're not willing to put no time and what's necessary into children, you shouldn't have any. That's just keeping it real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well said.
Good point.
Pastor Waller, you got it. Talking loud ain't saying nothing. Go ahead, Pastor Waller.
Man, it sounded mighty good, man. You know, it sounded mighty good to me in the midst of it all. Praise God, and I know that he is worthy to be praised because when we keep him first, you know, it makes it a lot better. You know, there's a scripture according to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 33, and I like how it's well put. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When I say all these things, in other words, you got everything that you stand in the need of. 8112, he know exactly how much you can handle, so he's letting you know to seek him first. Then you can bring all the weight that you're carrying around and put it in his hand and know that you have a right to trust him. 3072, you said something that was so powerful today, I can tell you don't want me to go back into what I just came out of. And I want to thank you because it made a lot of sense, and that's what I need to hear because to think about all those people that was before me that was captured and didn't know how to escape. And then I was on my way to do all the things that they was doing for the amount of years that they was doing it, and I was able to escape. So I'm doing what I'm doing for them and for those in my era and for those that are to come. And I got to lay this on you because I love you so much, because Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, stand fast, wearing the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And then he gave an instruction, 37:2, he said, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I tell you the truth, she reminded me to tell me that, yeah, I understand what Pastor Wallace said. If you've been free and you decide to go back, God may not even come back and free you again. Look here, what did you say that for? I know I ain't going to use today now. If I had it on my mind right now, somebody say, man, I'd give you $1 million if you would just take one hit. I would say, what? No. 37:2 told me God may not rescue me again, so I just think I'll stay free and keep the peace. Pastor Doctor,
yes,
I want you to know, brother, keep doing what you're doing. Very sound. I tell you the topic tonight and how you put it out there, man, and we have to work on our mind because God is a heart fixer and a mind regulator.
And a mind.
That's what's on my mind, man. I'm talking about to have the mind of Christ. I yield back to you on that note, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we sure appreciate it. Look, we'll be back. Lord willing, Thursday night for another episode of Talk Street. We'll pick it up again. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up.
Praise the Lord. God, good thing. All the time. And all the time, God is.